WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. How to sharpen your mental focus like a samurai sword. Ever feel like your brain's running on half power? Like you're trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle in a hurricane? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that bombards us with distractions constantly. Notifications pinging, emails flooding in, that catchy song stuck in your head. You know the one. It's like our minds are on permanent, high alert, mode. But guess what? You can reclaim your focus and become the mental master of your own destiny. Now, I'm not talking about some mystical Zen garden meditation thing, though those can be cool too. This is about practical, actionable steps you can take right now to improve your concentration and actually get stuff done. We're talking real-world strategies that work for everyday people like you and me. So, if you're ready to laser focus your brain power and finally crush those goals, let's dive in. First up, identify your focus thieves. Think about what consistently pulls you away from the task at hand: social media scrolling, endless email checking, even that persistent inner chatter. Write them down. Awareness is the first step to conquering them. Remember that scene in The Matrix where Neo dodges bullets? It's like training your brain to recognize and deflect those mental distractions. Once you know your enemies, you can start strategizing your defense. Second, create a dedicated workspace. This doesn't have to be some fancy office setup. It could just be a corner of your living room cleared of clutter. But having a designated focus zone signals to your brain that it's time to get serious. You know how when you put on workout clothes, you automatically feel more energized? It's the same principle. Having a physical space dedicated to focus can make a huge difference. Third, batch similar tasks together. Remember that feeling of getting super into something and losing track of time? That's your brain in its happy place. So, instead of constantly switching between emails, meetings, and creative projects, group similar activities together. For example, dedicate a block of time to responding to all your emails, then another block for brainstorming, etc. This minimizes mental context switching and keeps you in the flow. Fourth, use the Pomodoro technique. Ever heard of this one? It's genius. Work for 25 minutes straight, then take a 5-minute break. Repeat this cycle 4 times, then take a longer 20 to 30 minute break. This structured approach keeps you focused and prevents burnout. Imagine it like sprint training for your brain. Short bursts of intense effort followed by recovery periods. Finally, don't underestimate the power of sleep. Seriously, folks. When you're well rested, your brain functions at its peak. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as recharging your mental batteries. A full charge means better focus, sharper thinking, and increased productivity. Let me tell you about this one time when I was trying to write a big blog post, the kind that could make or break my website. The deadlines were looming, my inbox was overflowing, and I had the distinct feeling of my brain turning into mashed potatoes. I tried working in spurts, but every few minutes, I'd find myself staring blankly at the screen, wondering where my train of thought went. Then I remembered the Pomodoro technique. I set a timer for 25 minutes, closed all distractions, and just wrote, no editing, no second guessing, just pure stream of consciousness. And you know what? It worked. After 4 cycles, I had a solid first draft, feeling energized and focused instead of drained and frustrated. That's the magic of breaking down tasks into manageable chunks and giving your brain regular breaks. So, let me recap. Identify those focus vampires, create a dedicated workspace, batch similar tasks, try the Pomodoro technique, and don't forget to get enough sleep. Remember, folks, improving your focus isn't about becoming a superhuman. It's about making small, consistent changes that add up over time. Start by implementing 1 or 2 of these strategies today and see how it impacts your productivity and overall well-being. You got this. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember to reach out. We're all in this together. Now go out there and conquer your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.